messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I'm to keep all secrets in my head. Or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
It is a pleasant Tuesday night or a cold one wherever you are in the state of Michigan and around the country. It's kind of nippy here around here in the Great Lakes part of the United States. It's Butch on Sports, Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you here. We're ready to give you another slam-banging show that you can put your hands on. A lot of stuff to talk about here this presently. Of course, first and foremost, I'd like to say hopefully everyone is safe during this Corona 19 experience or Cordova 19 experience or coronavirus, whatever you want to call it here. It's something that we don't want here, but it is here, and hopefully you're doing everything that the doctors are instructed for us to do. That's stay apart, stay safe, and when you do have to be around, stay a certain amount of feet, wear your mask, do what you got to do, get back home, and stay home and stay safe here, okay? I'm just going to put it just like that. Not going to mess around, give you a lot of time. We have lost a lot of friends. I'm quite sure you have, as well as I have during this pandemic. Please, let's all pray and so we can see some positive things come about here, okay? All righty. Let's get on and start with the Detroit Lions. The draft is within 2 days. The virtual draft. In the meanwhile, the Detroit Lions have announced today that they have re-signed an exclusive right for free agents. For free agents. Plural. For Mike Ford and cornerback D. Virgil. Ford returns for his third year with the Detroit Lions after posting 33 tackles, 31 solo, 3 pass defenses, and 22 games and 6 starts over the 2018-19 season. Virgil, again, he's a Lion that came off a free agent market there, and he's signing on up, and the Lions decide to keep him around here. So we'll see how that play off during the next. I did also say that the draft is upcoming this Thursday on ABC's ESPN, the NFL Network, and I'm quite sure you'll get a whole lot of abbreviated articles from Yahoo and all the other major players on browsers and whatnot. So there's ways you can keep in and keep up there with this particular draft. Joe Burrow's right now is the number one draft choice. If he ain't already signed already or made some major agreement with the club, he's going with Cincinnati. They're the first pick, and I'm quite sure they're going to go after a quarterback there. Lions are third. Everyone is tampering away. Lions are still negotiating, and they also admit they're negotiating. If they can get some more better players and move down, they may do that. Hopefully, they don't do it because they need everyone like a hawk needs slop. And their third pick, the Ohio State quarterback, seemed to be the solution to a lot of things that go on defense. You offensive lovers out there, you can't win a game without defense. Their job is to keep people from scoring, and we let too many people score. That's just plain and simple. That's why we're losing right now there. We got to have a good defense, and that's bottom line here. Being a good defense, a good offense, it was updated at 2 p.m. this afternoon that Rob Gronkowski has been dealt to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, according to Adam Schefter. The original post on Monday night, the retired New England Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski went on Bravo, watch what happened live, and it was a tease as possible to the NFL that his own quarterback Tom Brady, who right now in Tampa Bay playing now, the host, Andy Cohen, said, "You'll never know, I am totally not done," when was asked, was he coming out of retirement, but he didn't really drive to the play until a different day when he made the announcement, not on 24 hours later, that he reported to tell the Patriots he's interested in coming back, that only he wants to play with Brady on his new team, Tampa Bay. The New England Patriots had agreed to the trade with him for Ron Gronkowski to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, according to ESPN. Adam Schefter reported pending a physical. Gronkowski is coming out of retirement. He'll be dealt along with a 7th-round draft pick to the Bucs for a 4th-round pick, according to the report. The news arrival came shortly after reports about from the NFL Network. Ian Rappaport said that Gronkowski was interested in playing football again, but only with Brady and the Bucs there. Gronkowski has not played since 2018, that he ended up with the Patriots on the winning Super Bowl over the Los Angeles Rams. He retired prior to last season following 9 years with the Patriots. That includes 3 Super Bowl rings. And a multitude of injuries took its toll on his body. That's when he had 1 year left and $10 million remaining on his contract. That will still be valid when he hits Tampa Bay. So this guy's going to be well paid. $10 million for a job maybe he's going to get automatically because he's a friend of Tom Brady there. So got that news there. That's the big news today here. Former Baltimore Colts star Mike Curtis has died from his home in St. Petersburg, Florida. Curtis' family informed Mike Preston of the Baltimore Sun the news on Monday morning. Curtis was 77 years old at the time of his death. The Colts made Curtis their first-round draft pick in 1965. Then he moved him from fullback to linebacker, and that proved to be one of the biggest moves that Baltimore made. Curtis would go on to be a 2-time All-Pro and making 4 Pro Bowls during the time with the team. He also helped the Colts to a pair of Super Bowl wins and also set up a winning field goal in Super Bowl V, which he had an interception in the 4th quarter. Curtis earned another spot in the football lore when he laid out a fan who jumped over on the field and tried to run off with the ball during the 1971 game against the Miami Dolphins, and he bopped the crap out of that poor man there. He wasn't left to be tied. He was left unprotected in 1976 after 19 years of playing in the league. He went to an expansion draft and became the inaugural member of the Seattle Seahawks before closing out his career in Washington, D.C. Mike Curtis dead at the age of 77 years old. He died Monday night. Well wishes to his family and friends of Mike Curtis there, and also many friends of the NFL. I was able to meet him at the Silver Dome when long time back, younger kid there. I don't know what we were doing, but Mike Curtis was walking to the bus. And we got lucky. We got lucky, me and my pals there. Let's talk some high school news there. Classifications for the MHSAA election and postseason tournaments for the 2020-21 season school year has been already announced. who announced early Monday morning, including football divisions determined by preseason for the first time, it's going to go by division. So they will know ahead of time what division they're going to be in when it comes down to the football playoffs and who they're going to be playing. Unbelievable. That has not been done since 1998. The enrollment, of course, breakdown with the classes, number of schools, and parentheses. Class A has 831 and above. That considers you a Class A school if you have 831 children or more, okay? Class B school is 392 to 830. Class C is 182 to 391. Class D is 181 and below. The number for all those high schools, I just remember, is 188, 188, 188, and 188. What a number to even things out right quick here. But they're even out now. And if you want to know some of the teams that got moved, we see 18 schools move up and about 15 schools move down. That's based on enrollment and members of that particular school. Now, in Class A, with moving up from Class B, that's Fowlerville, Harper Woods, and Iona. Moving down from Class A to Class B is Battle Creek, Harper Creek, and East Point. Moving up from Class C to Class B is Blitzfield, Campfield Prep, Dearborn Westside Academy West, Detroit Pershing, Detroit Edison, and also Ecorse. Moving down from Class B to Class C is Adrian Madison, Detroit Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, Grand Rapids Wells Springs Prep, and also Otis Lakeville Memorial Perry. Pecani is also another school there. And moving up from Class D to Class C will be Birmingham Roper, Detroit Academy of the Americans, Detroit Southeastern, Detroit The School of Mary Grove, Genesee, New Baltimore, and Painesdale Jeffers. Moving up from Class D to Class B, Detroit Cornerstone Lincoln King Academy. Moving down from Class C to Class D, it's Benton Harbor Countryside Academy, Deckerville, Detroit Douglas, Detroit Public Safety Academy, Indian Rivers, Inland Lake, and Marysville. Now, again, the post-season eligibility schools in 2020 and 21, Bay City Academy, Boeing City Concord Academy, Detroit Cornerstone, Lincoln King, Lansing Martin Luther, Detroit Collegiate, Redford Westfield Prep. Those are the newies in there, and they've been placed in there, certain divisions, as we have spoke. So there you have it for the elementary, high school, and mainly all those are high schools, boys and girls there. But again, the MHSAA, they monitor the middle schools and also the high schools and some of the elementary school activities when it comes down to sports there. So we figured you would like to know, and maybe some of those people who go to the preceding schools know that they either moved up or moved down. If you lost students, you lost money. If you gain more students, you're going to get more money. Former XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck has sued the XFL owner Vince McMahon for wrongful termination, according to Daniel Kaplan of TheAthletic.com. The lawsuit has been interpreted by Kaplan, suggesting that Luck, who reportedly had a $20 million guaranteed contract, was terminated for cause based on the line Mr. Lucky wholly disputed and rejected allegations set forth in the termination letter and contend that it was pretextual and devoid of merit, okay? Well, All that means in a nice little way is that someone's trying to get out of a contract and don't want to pay, and they ran out of money. The XFL ceased operations and filter for bankruptcy due to premature termination of the 2020 season, resulting from the coronavirus pandemic and also low attendance, okay? Let's mention that there. Although there were some feisty crowds out there who enjoy football, the attendance wasn't all that great. The notion that Luck did something to justify being fired for cause one day before the league disbanded operation and laid off most, if not all, the employees is highly, a coincidence here at best. It flat out false at woes. It was very, very bad. Considering what Luck has done for the league to try to get it on turn. Luck complained that a complaint was filed with both termination letters and a response to a sealed view because the court's proceedings are right now all on the up. They can't disclose a doggone thing that's going on between the two parties because, the XFL filed for bankruptcy. Vince McMahon getting a dollar any way he can there. Sure, Luck recovered from the league itself, but he won't be limited by suing McMahon directly. Luck would, if his legal claims are viable, have a better chance of getting some money. He's going to get paid, okay? If they settle that out of court, boys and girls, Oliver Luck is going to get paid and live happily ever after and never deal with Vince McMahon ever again. That's just the way it is. I'm just saying. I don't want to waste your time or anything there on those particulars. We haven't heard nothing about the Detroit Tigers, okay? And I'm trying to kind of pedal the metal for the next story that I'm going to be reading to you here, which is a blatant mess. And it has something to do with wrestling, which Vince McMahon also owns. But we'll do it anyway because you love it. A bunch of WWE wrestlers got the bad news that they were fired the same day as their former employees received good news that they could continue staging live TV shows in Florida. The WWE announced Wednesday that they had come to terms on releasing the following wrestlers: Kurt Angle, Drake Maverick, Curt Hawkins, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Heath Slater, Eric Young, EC3, Aiden English, Lori Rush, Sarah Logan, Eric Rowan, Primo, Epico, Mike Canales, Maria Canales, Zack Ryder, No Way Jose, and in the perhaps the biggest surprise of them all, Rusev was in that crowd as well. Also released was longtime referee Mike Chidori. Okay, well, I don't know who he is, but He was let go to. We wish them the best in their future's endeavor, the company said in their statement. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis deemed Wednesday that the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment qualified as an essential business and is permitted to continue broadcasting events without spectators present from the facility near Orlando. While the state of the is under a stay-at-home order related to the coronavirus outbreak. The WWE announced a number of cost-cutting moves related to the coronavirus 19 pandemic on the same day that include reducing salaries of the executive board and board members, decreasing operations and other expenses, and deferring spending on the construction of the company's new headquarters for at least 6 months. If you did not know, they're supposed to get a new headquarters in Florida from their original headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut there. Hey, I'm just saying. That's it. So WWE is in the news big time. Of course, Fox tonight had all kind of wrestling going on there, and I enjoyed it to the utmost here. No Detroit Pistons news. No Red Wing news at this time. No other news in sports kind of some chatters or when they're going to start and whatever it may be. But again, we'll hang on to our hats for it there. And meanwhile, draft on Thursday night. And we will not be on this Thursday. That's why we're cutting the rug Tuesday. I apologize for Sunday, but my birthday was there. I forgot. And hey, you know, I'll just put it that way. Speaking of my birthday, I'd like to thank everyone for the birthday wishes. It really woke my spirits up during a trying time, okay? And this is a trying time, boys and girls, believe it or not. Please, everyone, be and stay safe. I mentioned it on Facebook as well as my other forms of communication to the general public there. Really, thank you. Thank you. And I had a lot of them there. Thank you again for the birthday wishes. It really, again, perked me up tremendously there. With that same, boys and girls, it's time for us to kind of like, you know what, cut a rug here and get on down the road a piece here. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can catch up with Butch on Sports always, Mr. Butch on Sports. Go to Facebook and type in Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can get it right there. If you want to get a like, throw it on in there. But give me a specific that you want to get you want to listen to the podcast there. If you don't want to go to Butch on Sports on Facebook and go through the residuals there, go to Podomatic. Type in simplybutchto.podomatic.com. That is the actual website of the podcast, boys and girls. And have some fun with that there. Yes, you can. Yes, you can indeed. You can also hear the podcast on thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com, as well as yours truly being on Monday night, and we had a nice little time here. Me, J. Russell, and also Scott Nason doing the show for the second week in a row after a lot of confusion with the pandemic going on. We've had two solid shows. Go to the site and listen to them. I mean, we had some squeaky good times on those particular, which we're doing it from Skype from our homes instead of in studio in the radio section. But hey, do that. Then also check out their show, Dave McKay, EJ Russell, and Scott Nations as well there on that website there. I'm out of here, boys and girls. We'll probably do it Saturday, Sunday night here. Not promising anything, got a lot of stuff going to be going on. But we'll try to get everything for you as far as the draft and then some. Hey, hopefully you're batting down the hatches, boys and girls. Do what you're supposed to do so we can get out of this mess here. Hey, Butch on Sports selling y'all so long.